Hello, wrestling fans. This is Rick McLean with NorthStars.ca, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing the anti-diva Caitlin Diamond, who is currently in Mexico training and wrestling and is putting up one heck of a showing for herself thus far.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Caitlin.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? That means hello, how are you?
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear from you again. It's been a while, but you've been kicking back in the nice sunny Mexico, while up here in Canada we're under 3 feet of snow. So I'm hoping you're enjoying the nice sunny weather.
Oh God, yeah, I'm loving every minute of it. And it's funny because at night the locals will put on jackets and they look at me and I'm just wearing a t-shirt and pants and I'm laughing at them because it's not cold and I'm loving every second of the warm weather.
Well, I'm definitely jealous because it took me 10 minutes to clean off my car today and de-ice it. So I'm definitely jealous with the weather and some of the pictures I've seen on Facebook. But let's get down to business here, because you have been on a heck of a tour so far in Mexico, and I want to get the wrestling fans to know what's exactly going on. So what promotions have you been wrestling for in Mexico so far?
So far, I've wrestled for DTU. I have wrestled for XMW, which is Extreme Mexican Wrestling. I have no idea what DTU actually stands for. And I've done some spot shows. There's a lot of spot shows in Mexico, meaning they don't run under an official name, because wrestling is so popular here that everybody and their sister runs a wrestling show once in a while. So.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like my place to be. You know, any given night you can be at a wrestling event, you know, lay back and relax. I guess it's kind of like hockey.
Exactly.
Up here in Canada.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. Tell me a little bit about the matches you've had so far.
Okay. The first night, not the first night that I landed in Mexico, but like the next following night, I was put into a triangle intergender match. So that was with myself, and the other two females were Zuzu Divine and JC McLean. And there was a bunch of, I think there was three or four guys a piece on each of our teams. I couldn't name all of them, even if I tried, couldn't remember. But that was interesting to get thrown right into the mix like that right away, and to kind of have to fend for myself with nobody speaking very good English. But it was an interesting experience. I believe I won the match. I think I won. I remember winning. I'm pretty sure I won. And the next show I did was the XMW. And that was another similar experience, but it was just a tag team match. But I think it was a 10-person tag team match. So it was me and like four guys against Chica Yeye, who is in Exotico. And it was kind of playing the role as the woman in that side of the team, and four other guys on his team. And yeah, that was pretty much the same. Just a lot of confusion, a lot of, holy crap, nobody speaks English. I hope I'm going to be safe, but it all turned out okay. And then as far as the spot shows, I did a triple threat match as spot show against Zuzu Divine and JC McLean, which were the first two girls that I worked with in DTU. And then it was just the three of us, and I won that match as well. And then at a spot show, I couldn't tell you who I wrestled, who my partners were. It was a tag match, and there was a girl. It was weird because the girl that I wrestled on the spot show had a Canadian gimmick. Like, she had, like, a Canadian maple leaf, like, on her gear, and so did her tag team partners, and they were big rudos, which are the heels here in Mexico. So they were Canadians, and they were heels. And, like, I came out saying, like, Arriba Mexico! Yay! And, like, got everyone to cheer for me. It was just, like, the strangest experience. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense, but I guess I'm going to do it anyways.
Well, there you go. That'd be interesting. It's kind of like a complete change of roles there, because being the Canadian there, it'd be kind of like, you guys aren't Canadian. What's going on?
Yeah, it was a little bit backwards.
Well, with the triple threat match, you said it was against Zuzu Divine and JC McClain. Obviously, I like that last name. But which one of them got the skank drop? You know, he had to show the Mexicans who's boss down there. So who got that?
Actually, I think I hit the skank drop in the initial match. Now that I, thanks for reminding me, I hit the skank drop in the first match with those girls, the tag match, and I hit it on JC McClain, and I pinned her. And in the second triple threat match that I had with them, it was a little bit of a different setup. So I hit JC McClain, I think, with a sidewalk slam. I whipped Zuzu Divine into the turnbuckles. I ran in and she went to try to hurricanrana me out of the turnbuckle. And I deadlifted her up on my shoulders and I power bombed her on top of JC McClain, chucked her aside, and pinned JC McClain.
There you go. That's impressive, actually, showing them who's a boss and that you're not going to be pushed around in the ring. So that sounds exciting.
It's different that I'm a power-based wrestler here and I do more of the strong style because everybody here does lucha. So it's very quick, very fast-paced, very much high flying, dives, quarter rolls, things like that. And I don't really do that much stuff. I'm here to learn and train and hopefully adapt to that style, but I've shown something different with my power-based moves and all that fun stuff.
Well, that's the thing is I've watched you wrestle many times and like your style is awesome to see. So that would give like wrestling fans down there a new style to look at. You know, you can be like a little bit original and stand out with your style because like you said, if they're all doing Lucha Libre, it kind of, you know, blends in together. So your style can be standing out more actually and give them something to look at.
Yeah, exactly. It's to me. At least it all looks the same after a while. So, but I don't want to completely alienate myself from that style either, because then I won't be able to work with anybody. So I kind of have to integrate both styles and do a combination.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a good learning experience then.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving on, where have you been training so far?
Thus far, I have trained at Star Gym with AAA, and Apache is the trainer there. He is in his 60s. He's an old guy, and he's someone that if you just looked at him, you would think like, "Oh, who's this schmuck who's going to be running this training class?" But oh my God, this guy is in amazing shape. He doesn't look like it when you first meet him, but he blew me up so hard that first week in training. Like, I've never been so exhausted in my entire life. The guy is awesome, and I give him all the credit in the world.
That sounds exciting. Like go in there like that and like be thrown right into the fire like that with that kind of training regimen, especially in the heat, because that's got to be a different experience as well to be wrestling. It's probably a lot hotter there.
Oh, it is, and especially 10 floors up, mixed with the altitude in Mexico City, like. In Canada, we're not on a high altitude, so we can run and we can bump and blow ourselves up. And yeah, it's hard and we're tired and exhausted, but it's completely different in Mexico because the altitude here is so high up, it affects you and there's no way to be prepared for it. Like it totally makes you feel dizzy and nauseous really, really fast, and you're like, what's going on? I'm not in that bad of shape, but it's just because your body's not used to the altitude.
Yeah, no, that's definitely when I used to box, that was another problem that we used to have is you have to train for altitude because it matters. So if you had to go in somebody else's backyard, that definitely I remember that making a huge difference. So I can relate with that. It's definitely a good learning experience, though, for
Oh,
sure.
yeah.
Well, you've got a, from what I've seen, a huge match coming up for DTU on Saturday, December 21st. Can you give me a little bit of information on that?
Sure, I'll try. As far as I know, I'm wrestling in a singles match against Zuzu Divine. And I say as far as I know because there's been a few shows where I was told in advance, oh, this is what you're going to be doing, this is what's happening. And then I get there, I get my stuff on, and like 10 minutes before the show, show starts, they're like, oh, well, we need to change it, so this is what's happening now. So I think I'm wrestling Zuzu Divine in a singles match, and that'll be a big deal for me because that's where I think I shine best, is in singles competition. Tag team matches with, you know, so many people, you're fighting, it's like competition to show off, basically. And one-on-one, I have the ability to show off all that I've got.
Yeah, and it does. That's definitely the case. And being this show does. You said it was the 6th anniversary show, so that's a pretty big deal, I think, down there as well.
Yeah, it's a really big deal for them, and they're hyping it up big time. So it's an honor to be a part of the show.
That's very cool. Speaking of something that's very interesting, rumor has it that you've been given a Canadian Lucha Libre mask, and there's going to be an outfit to go along with it. Can you please tell me a little bit about this mask and attire coming up?
Sure. A promoter down here who works in association with DTU, he contacted me and wants me to work for him in the future. And so, of course, I said yes. I'd love the opportunity. So I went to meet up with him last week, and he brought me a mask, and it's got a Canadian maple leaf on it, and it's really cool looking. And he gave it to me, and he said, you know, we're going to make you an outfit as well. And I said, okay, cool. How much? And he said, no, it's free. It's a gift. We really want you to work for us. And I was like, what? Okay, cool. I'll take free stuff. So it shows me that they are at least trying to think a little bit ahead, and they have big plans for me, so I'm excited about that.
Well, that's very cool. I'm going to be posting a picture of it on the website because I've seen it on your Facebook page, so I thought it was pretty cool looking myself.
Yeah, it's exciting. When people asked me before I came if I would wrestle in a mask, you know, I've done it before, and it's kind of hard to do, so I was a little bit negative on the idea to begin with, but I always told myself, you know, if they come up with an idea for you that requires you wearing a mask, you just have to go for it. And trying the thing on, it's a woman's mask, so it's not as bad. I find the men's masks cover almost your entire face, so it's like really hard to breathe in them. This is a woman's mask, so it shows off a little bit more of your face, so it's easier to breathe in it. So I'm fine with that.
That's it's definitely cool. I think it'll be an interesting idea. And like you said, it's been planned out. So I think it's going to be really cool coming into 2014 with this trying out this promotion and seeing where this goes from here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
With the wrestling being so popular down there in Mexico, what has the media appearances been like? Like, I know that they have really big media appearances for many wrestling events. Have you been involved in any of those so far?
Yes, actually, to hype up the DTU 6th anniversary show, myself, Chica Yeye, and a couple of the male wrestlers, we went to Six Flags Mexico, which was really cool. It was funny because I was just told, go with Yeye, and you're going to do appearances. So I had no idea what the hell was going on. We rode the metro for an hour, then we took another bus, and it took us so long, and then we get off the bus and we're at Six Flags Mexico, and I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? But nobody spoke English, so I was just confused walking around Six Flags, and then they're like, go put your outfit on. So I did, and I'm like, am I having a match right now? I didn't know what was going on. And then luckily our like Six Flags tour guide man was bilingual and he spoke English, and I'm like, am I wrestling? Is there a ring set up? I'm really scared. I don't know what's going on. He's like, no, you guys are just going to walk around the park as an attraction, like with your wrestling outfits on, and take pictures with kids, and they're going to do media interviews with you. So I was like, oh, okay, that's easy. That's cool. But it was weird. Like, we're walking around, there's two guys in masks and wrestling outfits. There's me and Yeye. And all these kids are coming up to us. They have no idea who I am or probably who they are either, but they just see the masks and the outfits, and they know that we're wrestlers. And it's like we're instant celebrities walking around the park. And I did an interview for TV that's probably going to air on the DTU TV show sometime I'm probably this it probably already aired this week actually, because considering the show's on Saturday. But yeah, it was really cool. I got interviewed in English. The girl that interviewed me was bilingual, so that was appreciated. And then basically we just walked around the park and cut all the lines for the cool rides and got to go on them all immediately. It was the coolest thing ever. I felt like a celebrity. It was one of the funnest days that I've had here so far.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic day because there's so much. You guys are like treated like superheroes, I guess. Because a lot of the kids, that's like I said, like they're big, celebrities to them, right? It's cool to see that.
Yeah, I can't even count how many pictures I've taken with people who have no idea who I am, but they just want to take a picture with me. It's the coolest feeling, and something like that would happen very, very rarely in Canada. So it was just cool to live that experience here.
Well, that definitely does sound cool, and a big culture shock as well, as you mentioned. What other culture shocks have you come across in your travels so far?
Oh God, so many. Just I made a list of messed up things that have happened that I've noticed since I got here. And just to name a few, so the first night like that I flew in, I was going to the store to get some water, and it was pretty late. It was probably like midnight or 1 in the morning. But I was on my way back from the store, and a car going down the street that I'm walking on is going probably, I don't know, 40 miles an hour or so, 50 miles an hour. All of a sudden, the door flies open and a girl gets chucked out of the car. And
Holy cow.
she's wearing like shorts and a t-shirt, and her body like skidded on the cement on the road for like 10 feet. And I was just like standing there like, what is going on? Luckily, there was a lot of locals around, so they all like ran over to help her and they called the police. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't speak Spanish, so I just like quickly walked away. But that the first night I landed, that was the first thing I saw, basically. After I got to where I was staying at, it was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the store and get some water, and girl gets chucked out of car.
Yeah, I'm sure that gave you a great first impression of Mexico City.
Yeah. And then the first night that I was in Mexico City, I was staying in a hotel. So me and Mark, who came with me for the first 2 weeks, we had our hotel room key, and so we're going to go back into our room. Mark has the key and he gets confused and he goes to open like the wrong door to the wrong hotel. And these are, keep in mind, these are like house keys that open up the hotel room doors, not like a key card like in civilized places. So anyways, he goes to jam the key in to the wrong hotel room door, and instead of the key not working, it works and it opens the door. And luckily, like whoever was in the room had their inside lock on, so the door opened like an inch, and then we realized, oh shit, this isn't our room. And he's like, wait a second, this is the wrong key. Why does the wrong key open a different door? He's like, I wonder if every key opens every door. And we're like, oh my God. So we ran to our room and put our inside lock on too, so no one could like break in and steal our stuff. And we were
That's
just so
very cool.
freaked out. Like, imagine that. Just, oh, I can go into any room I want, anytime I want, because I have one key to one room in a hotel. We were just so freaked out.
I would be too, especially if your passport's there and whatnot.
Yes, and it was. So we were quite scared about that. But we only ended up staying in that hotel for 1 or 2 nights, and then we hooked up with friends and got a house to stay at. So that
That sounds a
fear
lot.
only lasted a little while.
I was gonna say it sounds a lot safer too, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Some other messed up things. We were on our way to Tulancingo, which is a city just north of Mexico City, for the DTU show, and there was literally a dead person in a ditch. Like, I looked out the window. We're on like a Greyhound type of bus, and we're on like a desertish highway, and there's a ditch, and there's literally a dead body being picked out of a ditch by people. And I was like, oh my God. That's interesting.
That's just
And in general, there's like dead dogs everywhere. Like, you just go to the corner store, there's a dead dog on the street. And I really love animals. I know it's terrible to care more about the animals than the person, but when I see a dead dog, I just get all sad, and there's so many of them. It's like, oh, it's a lot of shock. Trust me, there's people just don't care here. There's a lot of messed up stuff going on. The law is not as enforced as in the United States or Canada, that's for sure. So I've experienced a lot. Like, once you've lived here for a few weeks, nothing phases you anymore after that. You're like, oh, dead dog? Oh, well. Dead person? Who cares? Girl getting thrown out of a car? That's nothing new. So I feel like I've grown up a lot in the last 3 weeks.
I was going to say, it sounds like baptism by fire. You're going thrown right in there. It doesn't sound like a very appealing thing to me to see, but it's definitely, like you said, a learning experience, and you've grown up a lot very quick.
Yeah, it's just survival out here. That's all it is. I'm not living, I'm surviving. You know what I mean?
Keep surviving, please, because we want to see you. Definitely want you back in Canada in one piece, so do your best there.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine.
That's good. Moving on, like, is there any other stories, or is that those are quite the interesting stories, mind you, but
yeah, I was saving those up for a while. That's pretty much all the messed up stuff that I've seen that I can think of.
For now, there'll be probably more next week.
Yeah, probably, but we'll see. Hopefully not.
I was going to say, we can have a Caitlin Diamond interview part two with even more crazy things, make a TV show of it or something.
Yeah, well, in general, just the differences here that you take for granted back home. Like, the toilets here barely work. It's strange. Like, you can't throw your toilet paper in the toilet. You have to, like, throw it in, like, a little waste basket beside the toilet, and that just seems so disgusting when you first get here. You're like, ew, why do people do that? And it's because their infrastructure is so messed up. It's not the same as back home. So if you put toilet paper in the toilet, it's gonna, like, mess up the toilet completely. So even though it barely works as it is, it won't work at all. So that was weird to get used to. Also, nobody really has, like, real hot showers. And that's a big one for me. Like, I always have to have hot showers. I can't have a lukewarm shower. That's just weird. So before we got gas in the house, there was a bit of a delay with that. For a few weeks, we were getting, like, a big bucket of water and, like, heating it up old school style and, like, pouring it on our heads to shower. It's disgusting, but that's what you have to do to survive, right? I felt really dirty for a long time, but now we've got gas at our house and I can at least have, it's still not hot, but it's, like, pretty warm, I guess, showers and baths, so I feel a little bit less disgusting.
Well, I can definitely sympathize there. I could not handle that. I would need a hot shower or I'd go crazy. It's like, I couldn't handle it. It's like going to work without showering at all. I'd be like, I can't do this. So
yeah, man, it was pretty messed up too, especially considering, like, wrestling training, sweating as much as I was, and then, like, wrestling on shows and just being outside in the hot sun all day. And I was pretty cranky for a while because, like, no hot showers, toilets are messed up. I didn't have a bed until, like, 3 days ago, and it's not even really a bed, but it's more of a bed than what I used to have. I was sleeping on, like, a stiff old love seat and, like, the back seat bench of a car pushed together. That was my bed. And I was like, I slept, obviously, but I didn't have a real good sleep in weeks. I was exhausting my body, no real good showers, toilets are messed up. Like, all these things start to add up after a while, and they're things that you take for granted back home. But I was getting pretty cranky. But now that stuff's a little more figured out and I've got internet, so that's another thing ticked off the list. I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable here.
Well, it sounds like at least things are looking more promising. Like, the wrestling sounds like it's going awesome, which is great, and at least your living conditions are improving, so these are all good things, and 2014 will hopefully only get better for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I feel a lot better now that I've got the stuff worked out. Like I said, it was just those first 2 weeks were really, really rough, and it's just such a dangerous place. Like, nobody really understands how dangerous and how screwed up this place is until you've been here.
Well, no doubt. I've never been to Mexico, so I don't know. Like, when I traveled in Eastern Europe, there's a couple of shady spots, but nothing like what you're explaining. So, these are definitely interesting stories, for it. Like, on the side note, though, is like, what's the food like?
The food's awesome. I wish that I could bring it home with me. There's so many things that I've tried here that I've loved. The tacos are so amazing. Like, and I know we have tacos back home, but it's not the same. Okay. I don't know what they do that's different, but it's just so fresh. They put lime on everything, which is something I want to do when I go home. Just buy a bunch of limes, cut them up, and like every course that I'm eating, lime juice. It makes all the difference. They have things here called tortas, and they're like kind of like a little submarine, but they have like authentic Mexican tortas. So they put all kinds of different things on these tortas, and those are good too. Gosh, I can't even think of all the stuff that I've eaten. But it's weird, like when I try to get something that's a little bit Americanized, like a hamburger or something, it just doesn't taste right. So if like I'm at the store and I'm like, "Oh, I want like a chocolate bar or something." It just doesn't taste the same. It's hard to explain, but it's just a little bit different. So I just gone full-blown authentic Mexican now, because why bother trying to eat something that reminds you of home when it doesn't taste like it did back home anyways, right? So
Well, that's like, yeah, I've never, like I said, I'm sure Taco Bell pales in comparison. That's all I've got. So, I'm actually jealous now. I'm starving. I'm gonna might go have to go find a Mexican restaurant around here.
see, I love Taco Bell actually. So it was weird coming here, but yeah, I've always been a big taco person. They just know how to do it here. I don't know what else to say. They have their shit down as far as food goes. And I think that's why Mexico is one of, I think it's actually the most, how do I say, the fattest country in the world now. It was the United States for a long time. Oh, the most obese country, I guess. Yeah, Mexico, I think, is now the most obese country in the world. And I see why, because they have taco stands on every corner and just food everywhere. And the people are poor and they're just trying to survive. So they're like, "Oh, I better eat as much as I can because I don't know where my next meal is coming from." And that's what happens. Everybody gets fat.
Wow, that's, yeah, like I said, I can only imagine looking at that. I don't know. Reminds me of just kind of like, because I guess there's so many millions of people in Mexico City, is one of the largest cities in the world. So I can understand how much competition there would be there for food as well, so.
Oh God, there's so many people here. It's disturbing. Like going on the metro, which is like, the TTC in Toronto, sometimes it gets busy, especially around rush hour, and you don't always get to sit down. Sometimes you have to stand up. Okay, that's nothing. The metro system here, you have people squeezing into these subway carts, and they come every like, what, 3, 4 minutes. So you'd think, "Oh, it's not that bad. I'll just wait for the next one." But the next one, squeezed. People squeezing in everywhere. And it's like there's barely enough subways to fit all the people that need to use the subway. It's messed up, and it's just so uncomfortable to have to travel anywhere on the subway. I hate doing it, but obviously I have no other choice.
Yeah, well, I can. That's kind of like it was, like you said. I've had to take the subway when I lived in London, England. So it was like that. You get pushed around, elbow in the face. Somebody smells. It's not a fun experience trying to get
No.
away to work. So,
You feel a hand on your ass and you don't know where it's coming from. You're
yeah,
like, "What is this?"
I can. I remember those days. It was creepy, especially like when you're. Oh, I can just remember that and getting pushed around and shoved around and people yelling at each other. It was crazy.
Yeah, and like standing on the aisle when the subway is pulling up and you can see all the people crammed in there, it looks like they're getting ready to go to Auschwitz. Like honestly, it looks like everyone in there is like getting ready to die because it's so hot in the subway cart, and they're literally like, once the door opens, the people are falling out on top of each other. It's
Oh,
sick.
that is strange. Wow, yeah, This is definitely sounding like Bizarro Land to me, but I've grown up in a nicer area, so I shouldn't judge. I can only sympathize with the people of Mexico for this.
Yeah.
I wish they had better conditions for themselves.
And it's the same with taking a bus, too. If you take a bus, it's weird. The buses here, some of them are normal buses, and a lot of them are just vans. Vans that have seats in them, and you'd think, oh, okay, you can fit, maybe 10 people back there really crammed in. And lo and behold, you're taking a bus to get to the subway, and there's like 17, 18, 19 people crammed in the back of a van. It's like the same exact same thing, and it's just like no matter where you are, what time of day it is, you're going to be uncomfortable no matter what. There is no relaxing on the metro system here. Not whatsoever.
Yeah, well, that's definitely sounds like a high stress situation. But the good thing is though, to we got to get back to some of your. You've got the big show coming up. You said it's against Zuzu Divine.
Yes.
Oh, what do you have to say to her about this coming match? What do you if you had to, if you she was right in front of you right now, what would you tell her was going to happen to her this Saturday?
Well, first of all, she wouldn't understand what I'm saying anyways, because she doesn't speak a lick of English. But if she were to understand what I was going to say to her, I would say, little girl, you're going to be in for a world of hurt. And she looks like a child to me, honestly. She's so short and she's so tiny. It looks like if I went, I'd blow her over. And that's what's going to happen this Saturday at DTU's anniversary show. I'm coming to make a name for myself. I'm a Canadian in Mexico, and get ready to feel the pain.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're about to bring the pain. So I want to wish you good luck on your big show on Saturday. And it's been a pleasure to interview you today. And I want to wish you, obviously, a Merry Christmas coming up and happy holidays. And
Thank you.
we're definitely going to keep in touch. So you keep these stories coming because I'm going to be interviewing you periodically. I want to hear your stories. These are exciting and definitely interesting. And I'm looking forward to you having an awesome start to 2014.
Thank you very much, Rick, and keep up the good work with NorthStars.ca.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Take care.
You too.